Agnes. Again, when we go back and read some of the Chrétien material, we're going to see the significant role of this kind of lady-in-waiting, the confidant of the main Duttis, and how she plays an important role. She's really a source of wisdom. And here Agnes, when she's talking to Guinevere, really seems to have a lot of insights and sees how things are. And what we're doing is we're returning to chaos, just by the very name of the people who are in cohorts with Mordred, the Thrashers. We get a clear view that these are not good people. We get a series of questions asked again and again throughout the whole book, and that's this whole idea of forgetfulness, of accepting the status quo, of letting bygones be bygones, however we want to state that. And we get that once more on the top of page 606. Why can't they let bygones be bygones is what I ask. The round table is splitting up, we're told, and so if it's splitting up, there are a lot of symbols here that Arthurian times, these ideal times, this ideal time of civilization is fragmenting, is going away. And curious as it may sound, people are sick, they allege, of peace. So they're sick, no matter how things are, people become sick of how they are. Whether it's war and they're sick of war, after a time they're sick of peace, they're sick of well-being or something. They just want a change. And Arthur is viewed as boring. And Mordred is kind of the one.